Let's roll. This is Countercharge, your podcast for all things Kings of War. Join your hosts, Mark Zielinski, Jeremy Duval, and Rob Phaneuf as they delve into the world of Mantica and bring you in-depth coverage of all things Kings of War.
Welcome to Countercharge. I'm Rob Phaneuf, and tonight we have an audio submission by our very good friend Alan Blunt, who attended the inaugural Baltimore Kings of War event run by good friends of the show, Brian and Dan. Sounds like they had a cracking time. And for those in the Kings of War community who may not know Alan, if you've attended either a Buckeye Battles or an Adepticon, you know the infectious laugh that will fill the largest of spaces. We're really glad to see him on the scene, and we're looking forward to what the future holds with Alan joining us in Kings of War. And as a reminder, we have a very open format here on Countercharge. And if you want to make an audio submission, recording live at a local GT or a two-day event, by all means, we would love to get it.
Hello. Welcome back to Countercharge. This is an Extra Points. This is me, Alan Blunt, here in Glen Burnie, Maryland. And I'm sitting here at my first Kings of War tournament, and I'm sitting here with two of the organizers of it, and they're going to give you their names and the name of their event. So this is
Brian Buxar.
Dan Calcaterone.
And the name of your tournament is?
Kings of Baltimore.
All right. That's even better. Like you didn't even practice.
That
was awesome. So, to ask you some questions here, guys, how do you feel with your turnout and your prize support and basically going forward?
Yeah, we were blown away. About a year and a half ago, we tried to run a Kings of War tournament here. Got maybe 6-7 guys showing up. So this time to get 28 guys was crazy. Yeah.
It's totally amazing. Never thought we'd have this many people. So when I first asked the guy here, Jeff, the event coordinator, about having an event here, I said between 15 and 20, and it just started growing and growing and growing. I had to ask if we could add more guys. He said we could. Now, 28 guys signed up, 26 showed up. Actually, 27 showed up, but one of the guys agreed to drop out to make room. So,
yeah, blown away. Awesome prize support by Mantic. Yeah. Joe Need hooked us up. The store hooked us up. I don't know. Just
everybody hooked us up.
Yeah, guys just brought stuff to give away because they want new guys to be excited about Kings of War. So it was crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think it was a well-run event. This, for my first event, I had, for my first Kings of War event, the players were very, very amenable to teaching me how the game went, to basically making sure I didn't make a mistake here or there.
Yep.
I mean, I haven't encountered this for several years now.
Crazy, yeah.
Okay.
It is amazing. It is the best community.
It's a testament to the rules, one.
Yeah.
Because the rules are clear and it's easy. Like, I didn't see a rule book open up but once. All day? Maybe you. I'll talk about the guys that know the game somewhat. But so it's easy to learn, and that, and then the guys are all chill. I think they're tired of the old fantasy, competitive scene, So everyone's just cool with Kings of War, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, have you put together a game plan of what's happening next year or in the future?
Not even.
No.
Close.
I'm going to go home and sleep.
Yeah.
Until, Tuesday. I didn't know it was even this much work, but we pulled. So, because of this success and this turnout, we're definitely going to have one next year. I was joking that we might actually have to move it to, a hall.
We might have
50 guys next year, So we'll see. But we are going to have another one next year. Yeah.
Right. Yep. And so if the 50 guys show, I don't think me and you are going to be able to play in it.
Right. So, I'll have to run it.
Just run it. But still, it totally was worth it. When I wanted to do this originally, it was because there was no tournaments close to the Baltimore area, and I really wanted to play in a tournament, and it was hard for me to get to some of these other ones. So I'm like, well, maybe we should try to do one here, and I contacted Brian on Facebook, and we coordinated it, and he did 99% of the work, to be honest with you. I was just the idea guy. He did all the legwork, all the hard stuff, and I did all the fun stuff, writing scenarios and things like that, whereas he got to actually, put it into format and get it online and get it shared to people and all the
boring stuff.
All the boring stuff, which all the credit goes to him for this thing working, man. This stuff that I'm not smart enough to do.
No, what I really appreciated was the mechanic of the chess clock. Has that been used at Standard Kings of War?
That is, the norm now. And at first people are like, I don't want to be on the time. But everybody loves it. It's not, it doesn't, new people should not be scared of it. because it's not threatening.
And it's unique. This game is unique in that you don't roll any dice on your opponent's turn. So, and a lot of people are scared of that. They're like, well, I don't know if I like sitting around while my opponent just takes his turn. But you're still very engaged because you're like watching everything so intently to see what happens.
Yeah.
You're still, you may not be rolling dice, but you're focused on, okay, what he's going to do to me? What am I going to do to counter that? How is that going to work?
And look, we probably had 8 guys in here that are brand new to Kings of War, brand new on clocks, and like nobody timed out.
Oh, you did.
There was like,
My first game, I timed out. Really?
You don't count. You don't count. There was like, oh, we had 13 tables running. We had like 2 timeouts. That's all day.
That's not awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right. And
nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Just keep things running smooth. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
So.
Future plans, you're going to go home and you're going to put together a big planning day in which you're going to get together and bump heads.
Yeah, we will.
Add more personnel, possibly.
I think we need some more personnel to help out if it gets any bigger than this.
A lunch menu, maybe?
Yep.
Maybe.
And there's some bigger events coming up. 2-day GTs, Chris Fisher runs Mountaineer.
Right.
That's in the summer. That's in West Virginia. And then Mike Atkins from Virginia is also running a 2-day event.
Well, he didn't invite anybody from
in
Ohio.
April. Yeah, right. So there's a lot going on in this Mid-Atlantic scene. So the Mid-Atlantic Kings of War scene is blowing up. It's, you know, Jake Hutton's doing a good job. He's our chair. He's doing a good job of, you know, keeping that communication tight. Mm-hmm. You know, we had guys from all over the Mid-Atlantic come and support the event, and you guys coming real far just for some reason.
My work guys takes me all over the country. Really? So I got to play a bunch of people from all over the place. And there was 3 guys that I met when I was in Michigan, and I played them on a regular basis while I was there working. And when I told them about the event, they hustled down here, and I was completely blown away that they would be willing to drive that far, 9 hours or whatever, to play in this tournament.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And there was another fella I met in New York, Dan Sengaputa. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name if you hear this. But he was going to come, but his wife is pregnant.
No pushing dollies around when your wife's pregnant.
He was being a little ambitious, a little optimistic, but last minute he was one of the people who had to cancel last minute because he was like, you know, my wife is pregnant. I'm like, oh, I know your wife is pregnant. I don't know why you signed up, but you know.
And she will let you know she is pregnant if you're not there.
Yeah.
He liked my dragon.
So maybe he keeps asking me, texting me about if we're going to do another one of these, and we are. So maybe he can make it to the next one.
Yeah. All good.
The 1-year-old at that time.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. That's right.
That's it. So
I don't know. It's just Kings of War is just laid back. You know, like you can play 3 games and like not feel like your head's going to explode. You know?
No, I feel like my head's going to explode.
Oh, you
did? I think after 2 games, I didn't feel like that. It was the 3rd game against you that really made my head feel like it was going to explode.
Yeah. Well. Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I rolled in there with unit strength 33, buddy.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what I wore you down to.
Now, one thing I do want to ask you, those cards that came with your army deck. You made those cards?
No. No, they were made by one of the guys in Michigan.
Okay.
And they're completely like, he did those for me for...
Well, you had artifact cards?
No, I had unit cards made.
Oh, you had unit cards.
He did those on his own free time.
You're starting to see people do unit cards to save more time.
Yeah.
They're not looking through lists and stuff.
He went through with the artsy stuff on it and made it, you know, real pretty and everything, but he just did that on his own. That was just a labor of love there for him, so...
Now, what's his name again?
His name is Josh Weir.
Josh Weir.
Yeah.
Okay.
W-E-I... E-R.
I think so.
W-E-I-E-R. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We'll throw it in notes. I'll send it to his info in case anybody wants to order more.
Cool, because some people might want to order these cards. Those help me immensely.
That becomes kind of a tricky thing because you're making something for a game that, you know, I don't know how trademarks work in that. Making them for your friends and giving them away is one thing. I don't know about selling them.
Well, I'll tell you this about Mr. Renton. He's very free-form.
Yeah.
He's very free-form.
Okay.
So if you have anything to worry about, go ahead and call Magic.
Yeah, they make artifact cards, which is great because I always forget what artifacts are on stuff.
Well, maybe they should get into the business of making unit cards.
Unit cards are pretty slick. You're seeing guys making them. George Bachman had them on the back of every tray.
Yes, so nice.
Yeah,
that was slick. A good thing too.
Saves time on the clock too. There you go.
A whole lot of time. Believe me. I was watching my clock after the first game.
Yeah.
This is a good time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for coming, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I really appreciate
awesome.
It.
All right.
I'm like, what?
Anybody doesn't know, me and Alan used to work together 100 years ago at Games Workshop. So we're friends on Facebook. And when I hit him up with this and said, hey, if you happen to be in Baltimore, because I know he comes here from time to time. And he said, where is it and when is it? I'll be there.
That's
wow,
awesome.
That's
yes.
amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming, man.
And
I
you two,
really.
You two are going to sneak off in the back room and play Low Age of Sigmar after this, I hear.
Yeah.
Psych.
Well, as long as you keep historicals open for this, I'm sure that cool.
Nobody brought historicals this time. I was thinking about bringing Byzantine Empire.
Right?
Yeah.
I got all confused, and nobody here has played historicals because they have different artifacts. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I the way that the historical lists are written, I don't see them being able to be spammed for advantage, so I don't see a reason to not allow them.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Because, okay. Yeah. So, anyway, but yeah, that's a. Yeah, I think historical lists add another level to the game that is just more flavor, really.
Yeah.
You know,
even more factions to throw on the table.
Yes, right, exactly.
They're all human and they dress differently.
Thing about this rule set being so simplistic is that you don't need to have a whole bunch of army books to know what other people's armies do. You can just ask them, what are they? Oh, they have Fury. Well, you know what Fury does.
Yep.
You know, there's no individual special rules for armies, just the way that the special rules that are in the main rule book get mixed up.
Give
combinations. So you say, well, these guys have, you know, Headstrong and Fury. Oh, well, I know what those two rules are, and that's all you need to know. And you keep it moving. So I think it's the greatest game as far as, you know, fantasy slug-out games that's been made. I love it. I'm playing it pretty much as much as I can for the last 2 years. So.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to wrap it up at this time here, guys, because I know you're tired from organizing, tabulating, looking at tiny numbers on screens, moving back and forth.
Hey,
and
playing ourselves.
And playing ourselves.
Come on.
And we did not work it out. It just happened that way. We just ended up with the same score after round two.
Good.
So
that's
we
awesome.
Were. Right.
That's awesome. Okay, guys, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you once again for running this event.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and give Mr. Fanuff and Mr. Zelensky a very stellar after-action report.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to see pictures of those unit cards.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Countercharge. We're big fans. I've listened to every single episode probably 3 times on my long commute. Thanks to Rob and Mark for sending Countercharge swag.
Yeah,
Matt Yule was our perfectly mediocre player right in the middle of the field, so he got the Countercharge swag. So thanks again, guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay, well, that's it. Signing off for this little bit of extra points. Okay, Rob, hope I did a good job. I know you haven't heard from me in quite some time, and this will possibly be the last Kings of War tournament I'm going to. I'm not coming to yours. I'm coming to this one next year again. All right, so talk to you later, Rob. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Countercharge. Please let us know what you thought of the show by emailing us at counterchargepodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at countercharge15, or by posting on our episode thread on the discussion forum found on manticgames.com. If you enjoy the show, you can help others find out about it by leaving positive reviews on iTunes. Until next time, keep countercharging. Music is a composition of Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons.